This is Curtis Fox for ACLU.org. On April 26th in New York City, writers and luminaries from around the world gathered for a night of readings to help end torture, arbitrary detention, and secret kidnappings by the U.S. government. The event, entitled Dirty Wars, was sponsored by the ACLU and the Penn American Center as part of the Penn World Voices Festival. In this selection, South African author Brayton Breytenbach reads Letter to a Butcher from Abroad, written in the 1960s. Breytenbach was incarcerated for opposing apartheid.
Good evening. My name is Brayton Breytenbach. I'm honored and privileged to be taking part in this reading tonight. I travel on two passports at the moment, South African and the French. Some things change and some things don't change. I'm happy to say that in both of these cases, I'm not a patriot in any sense whatsoever, but in both of these cases, both of these countries have abolished capital punishment. Although, if you were to ask today, probably 60% of the people living there would want capital punishment to be brought back. That shows some courage on the side of those governing those countries. Some things do not change. The horrific images that we've been listening to tonight have probably been with us for many decades in many parts of the world. It comes back from centuries. I'm going to read a poem that comes from the 1960s, written in South Africa. It's called Letter to a Butcher from Abroad, dedicated, or not dedicated, but addressed to a man called Balthasar. Balthasar was the Minister of Justice then, Balthasar Foster, the South African Donald Rumsfeld. I wish to dedicate my own contribution to two wonderful Americans, and there are many of them. One of them is here tonight in the audience, Susan Rosenberg. The other one is somebody who's passed away not very long ago, somebody whom I admired very much, and in his own way combated these indignities in these forms of barbarism. I'm talking of Bill Styron. Letter to Butcher from Abroad. The prisoner says, now I'm not sure whether the sweet lord roared, but a first fly is dancing, droning against the panes, a blossom tossed against the sky. The walls glisten with blood. One's heart hangs still for fear this ecstasy might ebb. One gathers the minute bewilderments as food for the journeys of the ungainly gray human squatting incarcerated in a body. The prisoner states, Li Shangyin warned against holes for the rain. Never let your heart unfold with the flowers of spring. 1 inch of love is an inch of ashes. I hope you will pick out my gray bones in the blown fires of the earth. As for me, I'll set out on a trip. I lie inside my body on the upper deck to feel the tremors of the boat in my flesh, the ropes dozing all prepared in cool places. The mast will swing for direction against the blue. The sea will stir, the sea will smell, the sea will be alive with dolphins. Gulls will come to swarm above the heart. And then it'll all be silenced to light a sun with the sounds of a language rapes each fiber, grain, and cell. But I will go on a voyage. The prisoner confesses. When your dreams are finally crushed and you await nights darkening far from your people, like the pine tree painfully yearning for a blaze of sails, its lament shuddering a white wind in a forest, crouched on Monday mornings, crippled like a crow at the lips of the ocean, then one is ready to tremble in the soil and feed the insects with confessed declarations. I can testify. I can describe the colors from within. The walls are black, the snot is gold, blood and pus are ice cream and berry juice. Outside, against the bulwarks, the bird pecks and pecks. I stand on bricks before my fellow man. I am the Statue of Liberation with electrodes tied to my balls. I try to scream light into this obscurity, while writing slogans in crimson urine across my skin over the floor. throttled by the ropes of my guts, I slip on a bar of soap and break my neck, keel myself with the evening paper, tumble from the 10th floor of heaven to redemption on a street among people. And you, butcher, burdened with security of the state, what are your thoughts when night begins to show a skeleton and the first burbling scream is forced from the inmate, as if of birth, flooded by the fluids of parturition? Are you then humbled by this blood-smeared thing with its humanoid shattering shocks and its broken breath of dying in your hands? Does the heart also tighten your throat when you pour its slippery limbs with the very hands that will caress the secrets of your wife? Tell me, butcher, so that the obstetrics you made to perform in the name of my survival may be revealed to me in my own tongue. The prisoner says, I don't want to die here. I want to be hanged outside in the desert with my heart turned towards dawn's cold, where the mountains of flies gorging themselves on the horizon, where sand burns with 1,000,000 silver tongues, and the moon is rotten as a shipwreck sings through blue smoke. Now tell me, butcher, before that thing becomes a curse, and you may plead only by mouths of graves before the risen prisoners of Africa. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this ACLU podcast. To learn more about the challenges to U.S.-sponsored torture, detention, and extraordinary rendition, go to aclu.org. And for more podcasts, go to aclu.org/podcasts. For aclu.org, I'm Curtis Fox.